Campbell. I want to welcome you to the Product Approval Program Oversight Committee meeting of Thursday, May 26, 2022. Call is being held via webinar, so if you are not speaking, please have your phone or computer on mute. And at this time, I will take a roll call of the members of the POC. Chairman Hershberger.
Present.
Commissioner Compton.
Here.
Commissioner Gilson.
Here.
Commissioner Swope. All right, we're showing that Commissioner Swope is not here, but we have three of four, so that will be a quorum, and we'll continue with the meeting. At this time, I'll identify the members of the staff on the phone. Again, I'm Tom Campbell. We also have Mo Madani, Melissa Campos, Justin Vogel, Jim Hammers, and is there anyone else that I missed?
Hey, Tom, this is Mo Madani.
Yep.
Hey, just a second. I just want to introduce to you guys Melissa Campos. She's the new staff that joined us. She's the one who replaced Ms. Zubeidi Panici, and she's with us today. Welcome. She's welcome to us. Thank you.
Thank you, Mo. And that will take us to item two on the agenda, and I'll turn it over to the chairman.
Okay, good morning, everyone, welcome, Melissa. Glad you could join us. So I'll make a change to the posted agenda right as we start. Our meeting minutes, we accidentally put February 1st meeting minutes in. Those have been approved at the March 31st meeting. So we will skip over that, and we will attach those to the next meeting. We'll have two sets of meeting minutes. So with that change, is there a motion to approve the agenda with that one change?
Compton moved to approve.
Great. I heard a motion and a second. Thank you. All in favor? I guess that would be all three of us. Aye. So motion passes
aye.
Unanimously.
Aye.
And so we'll skip over item three because we don't have meeting minutes to approve, and we'll move right into the product approval and program. Mo, can you provide the product approval entity statistics report? Mo, you're on mute.
I'm here. Melissa is going to give the report. Melissa, are you on the line? If not, I'll go ahead and do it. From the statistic report, we have a total number of 6,081 applications approved under the system, and there is a total of 6,791 applications in the system at this point. Let's see. For the product, we have a total of 26,911 in this system, and we have a number of entities approved, 122, a total of 429 in the system. That's the report. Thank you.
Thanks, Mo. There's no committee action required for that agenda item.
No.
The second part is all the... Go ahead. All the conditions from the March 31st commission meeting have been met. Do you have anything else to report on that, Mo?
No, that's fine. Yes, everything has been met, so we're good. Thank you.
Okay, great. And no action is required on that also. Next, we have the review and approval of consent agenda. I'll turn it over to Tom for that.
Good morning. Good morning. The first thing we have is the review and approval of consent agendas of entity and product approval applications. I'll review the consent agendas of entities for approval. I ask for any public comment, and assuming that there is none, then I'll go for a moment for a motion. So does anyone wish to pull one of the items from the consent agenda of entity product approvals? We have 14 of those. Okay, I'll go to you now, Mr. Chairman.
Thanks, Tom. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda of product approval entities? There's 14 of them recommended.
Thompson, move to approve.
Wilson, second.
Thanks, David. David and David. All in favor, aye. That would be all three of us. Motion passes unanimously. Product approval applications with comments. Tom.
All right. The first that we will do is the 145 that were recommended for improvement for approval. Would anyone like to pull any of those from the consent agenda? All right. Hearing none, I'll go back to you now, Mr. Chairman.
Thanks, Tom. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda of products without comments, the 145 of them recommended for approval?
Compton, move to approve.
Wilson, second.
Thank you. Motion's been moved and seconded. All in favor, aye. It would be me. The two motions were made. Motion passes unanimously. Tom, back.
All right, that will take us to the consent agenda of products with comments that are recommended for approval. We have one of those. Does anyone want to discuss it? All right. I'll go back to you now, Mr. Chairman.
Great, thanks. That was pretty well explained on the comments. Is there a motion to approve that recommended with comments?
Yeah, comp to move conditional approval.
Wilson, second.
Thank you. Hearing a motion and second, all in favor, aye.
This is Mo. The motion should have been to approve, not conditionally approve.
We have one to approve and one to conditionally approve. And one to approve and one to accept.
I revise my motion to approve.
Great, thanks. And David Gelson, you're okay with the second?
I will second that, yes.
Okay, great. So motion passes unanimously. Now we're ready for the conditional approval. Tom?
Yes. Anyone want to pull item 146 from the agenda that's been marked as a conditional approval? Not hearing anybody. I'll go back to you now.
Okay, now, Dave, it's time to do the conditional approval.
I'm ready for you. Council of conditional approval.
Thanks. Second.
Great. All in favor, signify by aye. Aye.
Okay.
Any no one's opposed? The motion passes unanimously. Tom, back to you.
All right. This is now we're going to the review and approval of consent agenda of DBPR product approval applications. There are a total of 114. All of the applications except one has been approved. Product application number 40969 is being updated to remove the HVHZ designation and will be approved once that is completed. No further action is needed.
Great, thank you. Do we have any public comment? Joe Belcher.
I have a question, Mr. Chairman. I have a company that has contacted me that their product approval for a roof panel item is being used by other companies, and I just need some kind of guidance to how we proceed with that. Is that something that the POC would look at, or do we need to go legal? How do we handle that? Is the POC available, or can the POC do something for an investigation or something of that nature?
If it's okay, this is Mo Medani.
Yeah, I was going to say Mo. Could Mo and maybe Justin weigh in on this?
I think with regard to the program, we mainly do approve a product. However, how the product is used, or somebody is trying to really use this product as theirs, or, you know, that's more enforcement issue. Normally, the local jurisdiction would be able to, if there's a concern, somebody could reach out to the local jurisdiction for enforcement and make sure that this product, are correctly approved at the state level. That's really the best way to do it, is through enforcement.
Okay.
Mr. Belcher, this is Justin Vogel. Yeah, if you could maybe send me an email with the details of what's going on, I suspect it'll probably be a civil matter. I'm not sure if there's any sort of provisions in the product approval program that'll be implicated. But if you could just lay everything out sort of, you know, clearly, then I can look into it and see if it's something that the commission has any jurisdiction over.
Thank you, Mo and Justin. And just for clarification, it's not that they're using the product. They're using the product approval on their own product, on another product.
Right. So they're submitting, they're essentially lying to the local jurisdiction.
Correct. Yeah. I'll do that on the memo. Thank you for your time.
Sure.
Hey, Joe, are they putting a product approval sticker or anything on that?
That's, well, I just got the email yesterday, and I'm trying to track it down, but I thought I'd just ask to see if there's, I wasn't sure if the POC could handle it, if we had to handle it locally, or if it had to go through the courts or what. I just, I seem to remember this happening in the past, and I thought the POC did an investigation, but I wasn't sure.
No, an issue came up with regard to engineers using other people's approval to do comparative analysis and all that, and for approval. And we said at that point, really, we have no authority to get involved. But it's really an enforcement issue. The local building official should be able to, address this issue locally. Anyway, thanks.
Thank you very much.
Joe.
Thanks, Joe. Are there any additional POC member comments? Any staff member comments? All right, pretty quick meeting. Thank you, everyone, for your participation. Being no further business, we'll stand adjourned, and I'll say go Tampa Bay Lightning.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Thank you.